This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 160. That's right, 160. I am your host, David Guetta, United States Army Infantry veteran, author, and your host. Well, I welcome you back to another awesome episode of the Walking Leader Podcast. And as usual, without delay, let's get the show started.
It's credibility. Credibility is the foundation. That's what I'm titling tonight's session. Leadership is the foundation. Credibility is the defined as the quality of being trusted and believed in. So again, that's the definition. That's the book definition of credibility. It is the quality of being trusted and believed in. So there you go. Now, credibility is what everyone is looking for. Everyone. It doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing. You're always looking for somebody that's credible. You want to gravitate to credible people. You want to gravitate to a credible product, service, a skill. Doesn't matter. Movie quality, credible movie, documentaries. You're always looking for something that's good, something you can believe in, something that's delivering a good message. And that is a good thing. So it doesn't matter if it's leaders, followers, stakeholders, and especially when credibility is at a high level of credibility because they go out of their way. You know, on Fridays, tomorrow and every Friday, I do Forbes Friday. Why? Because I believe in their product. They don't pull any punches in their reporting. They don't pull any punches in their stories. They don't pick sides. They let you decide for yourself. And to me, that is one of the most highly sought after forms of credibility here in the early 21st century. We have way too much nonsense going on and way too much. It's either left or right, right or left. There's no in between. There's no, hey, you decide. You're an adult. You're a human being. You have a mind of your own. But everybody else, all the others, they want you to side with them. And Forbes, I don't see that. And that's why I like it. That's why I gravitate to them. Because, again, they deliver high quality, high levels of quality and credibility. Now, credibility is also the foundation of leadership success. So for any leader out there, you have to definitely have a level of credibility, and it's always an escalating, ever-growing, constantly moving forward level of credibility. And that's definitely the base for leadership success. Credibility is also the base of the success of any organization. Any credible organization definitely needs a level of credibility. That's the foundation. And they lay that foundation of credibility down. And that becomes what they're known for because they adhere to that base, that foundation, and the building blocks, and then it just goes forward. So that being the case, credibility is the base of success for any organization. Credibility is the base of any relationship, whether it be personal, social, or professional. Every relationship, every single relationship begins at a level of credibility because, one, they believe in others and when belief is there and you believe in somebody else and you say, hey, I'm interested, that's what begins the relationship. Trust is what sustains the relationship. So I mentioned that's the definition of credibility, is the quality of being trusted and believed in. So when you're forming or creating a relationship, you have to have a belief that, hey, I think this might be a good deal. I like what they're promoting. I like what they're selling. I like what they're manufacturing, producing, selling. And you like it, so you take that belief and you go forward. Now it's up to them to sustain the trust. And that's the same thing with any relationship. Again, like I said, personal, social, professional. It's the belief that things are going to be good, that it's going to have a solid foundation, and then it's maintaining that trust, and it's maintaining that trust. Now, failing in either the belief or the trust, well, then all bets are off. It's over. Game over. And what have you got? You've got nothing because, again, if you have no credibility, you have no solid foundation, you have to start questioning and be suspect of what the true intentions are of starting a relationship, especially when the belief or the trust is no longer there. One side has to give it up in order for it to go. But if both sides are continuously committed to that belief system, to that trust, then the level of credibility continues to climb. It's not a one-sided operation. It's a two-way street. You have to give, you have to get. You have to be credible, you got to give credibility, so on and so on. And that's just the way it is. You want to be believed, then you have to believe in others. You want to be trusted, you have to trust others. Now, I know over the years we've been burned with individuals, well, you know, we dedicate time, energy, resources into relationships, either personal, social, or professional, and we get burned. It happens. That's part of life. Getting burned is part of life. But it also makes us a knowledge that we get from that. We hopefully get some good knowledge from that because it makes us a little bit wiser. And when we're wiser in life, we're wiser in making those choices in the future. Wise choices, wise decisions. And so going into relationships, we're looking for that credibility factor first. So if I was to, well, in my local neck of the woods, we're having an issue with the elected official. It was a former high visibility person. And we're having trouble with the elected official. Now we have a new election coming up. And another person from the same area. They're like opposite ends of the spectrum. However, they come from the same place. And so you start, the credibility is already ruined by the predecessor. Now the new guy in town, the one that wants to run for office and get the seat in the office, he is tainted because he's boasting that, hey, he comes from the same place that this other individual came from. Well, the last time we elected that individual, look at all the problems we have. Why should we trust another one? So there goes that credibility. Instead of distancing himself or changing the view, he's riding that coattail. And that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. So again, as adults, as human beings, as individuals who've learned, who've read both sides and can make an honest, trustworthy decision, we can say, hey, we have to be a little skeptical, but is this guy good for us? And the same thing applies throughout life in any social, professional, or personal relationship. So maintain that credibility. Otherwise, it all goes out the window. It all goes out the window. It's for nothing. You become suspect of what the true intentions are. Are they just playing a game? Are they just trying to get something else out of you? What's going on? But again, sometimes you have to play it out, but you have to play it out with caution, lots and lots of caution. It's when you don't, well, then more power to you. And you know what they say, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And that's where we become a little wiser because we have the knowledge, we have the experience, and we gain a little wisdom. Folks, again, credibility, work to maintain it, work to build it, create it, and others will believe in you and others will flock to you. They'll follow you. And as a leader, you cannot falter with the credibility. The moment you do, you've lost the game.
Okay, you've been listening to episode 160 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I invite you to email me. Let me know what you think of the show, dave@davegarrett.com. Reach out also on Twitter. Let me know. Follow me on Twitter. I invite you to follow. I'll follow you. I'll follow you if you follow me. I don't know who you are, so until you follow me, then I can follow you back. That's how it works. Anyway, also on Instagram, I'm there as well. Follow me there too. Dave_Guerra. That's Dave and then the underscore Guerra. And it's at instagram.com/Dave_Guerra. So if you look me up there, that's where I'm at. Also, I invite you to visit, subscribe, like my Facebook page at facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. I'm there as well. And again, I thank you for listening to episode 160. Join me next time for episode 161, where we continue our focus on lessons on leadership. And until then, remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly, truly great to follow.